Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at something that trips up a lot of experienced people when they finally decide to formalize their real estate qualification. The article is called Recognition of Prior Learning for Real Estate Qualifications.
And this one is genuinely for anyone who's been working in property for years and assumes they have to sit through a full course covering things they already do every single day.
That's exactly the problem it solves. RPL, Recognition of Prior Learning, is a formal assessment process. An assessor looks at what you already know and can do, checks it against the requirements of specific units of competency and a qualification, and where your experience already meets a unit, you get credit for it. You don't study that unit again.
So it's not a loophole. The standards stay the same.
They do. The only difference is how you prove you meet them. Instead of studying and doing assessment tasks, you demonstrate competence through evidence of work you've already done. And the qualification at the end is identical. Same nationally recognized qualification under the Australian Qualifications Framework, issued by Archer Institute as a registered training organization, RTO 45020.
Okay, so who actually benefits from this? Because I'm thinking it goes wider than just longtime agents.
A few groups come out ahead. First, experienced agents who've been in the industry for years but never got the formal qualification on paper. Second, people moving interstate who are already licensed or qualified in another state and want to convert that experience.
And that interstate piece is interesting because it can sit alongside mutual recognition, right?
It can. Mutual recognition can let a license from one state support an application in another, while RPL can recognize the skills and experience behind it. The two often work together, but they're separate processes, and the article keeps that clear.
What about people coming from related industries, like someone who spent years in conveyancing or property management?
Specifically mentioned, finance and lending, conveyancing, legal work. A lot of the underlying skills carry across. Returners are in there too, people who held a license in the past and are coming back to the industry.
The common thread is just that you've actually got something to show.
Exactly. If you can show what you already do, RPL gives you a way to have it count.
Walk me through how the assessment actually works, because I think people picture it as one big scary thing.
It starts with a conversation about your background. From there, it goes into what the article calls a gap analysis. That looks at your experience against the units in the qualification and works out which ones your experience is likely to cover and which ones you might still need to study.
So it's not all or nothing. You might get credit for most of the qualification and just fill in a couple of gaps.
That's the practical value. You get credit for what you can prove, and you only study the rest. Same qualification at the end, just less repetition of things you already know.
All right, evidence. That's usually where people get stuck. What does the article actually say you need?
A few common types. Your work history and a current position description showing the scope of your role. Samples of real work you've produced, things like listings, agreements, reports, or correspondence, with any private details handled appropriately.
Makes sense. What else?
References or statements from employers, supervisors, or licensees who can confirm your competence. Certificates or transcripts from any previous training. And answers to questions from an assessor, either written or in a conversation. The article is clear that you don't need to work this out alone. Part of a proper RPL service is being told what counts before you start gathering.
That's actually reassuring. Most people in the industry for a few years would have most of that already.
They probably would. And the qualifications RPL applies to are the two main ones, the Certificate 4 and the Diploma. If you're working toward an agent license, RPL may help with units inside the Certificate 4 in real estate practice, that's CPP 41419. If you're heading toward agency ownership or management, it may apply to units inside the diploma.
There's one thing I want to flag, because people do get confused here. RPL gets you the qualification. The license is a different step.
Really important distinction. The training provider issues the qualification. The state authority issues the license. RPL sits on the qualification side. It can speed up how you earn the qualification, but you still need to meet the licensing requirements with your state authority.
Which authority depends on where you are. NSW Fair Trading, Queensland Office of Fair Trading, Consumer Affairs Victoria, ACT Access Canberra.
Keep those two processes separate in your head. Don't assume one covers the other.
So if someone's listening and thinking this sounds like it might apply to them, what's the one thing to do?
Don't assume you have to start from scratch. If you've got real experience behind you, get your background assessed. Have a look at the Recognition of Prior Learning pathway on the Archer Institute website, or call the Australian-based team on 1-800-069-273. They'll tell you what your experience is likely to cover.
The full article goes into more detail on every part of this. You'll find it on the Archer Institute blog. Archer Institute offers nationally recognized, online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support.
Worth a read if any of this sounded familiar. Thanks for listening.